So, how about these cyber breaches lately? Scary stuff. Tamari. Tamari, the thinking person's soy sauce. Or Tamari. If I only get it for the articles was a condiment. And Tamari. I actually can't even believe that Halloween decorations are legal. From a public health standpoint, as much as anything, some of these are pretty ghastly. The cobwebs and ghouls, grim reapers, all sorts. And I mean, this is some pretty grisly stuff. One of these days, someone's going to get a real scare, a real shock looking at something like that. And heaven forbid someone actually got a medical emergency off of getting that shock. But geez Louise, this is pretty grisly and ghastly sorts of stuff out here. Yeah, I was chatting with the girls the other night. Oh, me and a few of the girls, we've got like a little knitting group or movie night or whatever. It's mostly a gossip session where we just sit around and gossip. We don't get many movies watched, if that's what you're asking. But yeah, we're chatting and we're talking about Halloween. And I quipped, you know what could really scare most guys with at Halloween? If you dressed up as Commitment or LTR, and everybody, like all the girls were like, yes, honey, like cracking up, like, you know, because most guys are scared stiff of Commitment. God.
On cross-exam, defense attorney Robert Sanger asked Mario if Paul Flores generally wore a hat. Mario answered, not that I recall. Defense attorney Harold Misick asked, Paul always wore a hat when you played pool, correct? Mario said no. Misick asked, you don't recall he always wore hats? He was notorious for wearing hats? Mario answered, I don't recall that. Misick responded, did he mostly wear a hat? Mario said no. Sanger then asked, you said Paul Flores was edgy.
Me on my deathbed, the nurse is in hospice and saying to my family, like, oh, I'm glad you guys got here. Like, it was really important to Luke that you all gathered here. And just to let you know, like, he's only going to have enough energy to give you that one sentence. So please, like, let the man speak, and he is about to expire after this burst of energy that he needs to expend to tell you these final words that he said were very, very important to him. Here, Luke, in your own time, I'm like, Halloween is more of an American thing. We don't really do it here in Australia.